Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about with you, just you and me. Remember, the last couple of weeks I've been writing about and talking about crowdfunding. And as you know, we've done a number of interviews over the years on crowdfunding. And so in previous weeks, I've introduced you to what I consider to be the three of the four basic crowdfunding sources. One of them was the donation fundraising source, which is where you just basically say, "Hey, folks, I'd like it if you gave me money. this is what I'm going to do with it. Please give me money." And you do it. And it might be a good cause. It might be a charity. It might be somebody who's helping somebody. I mean, it could be a lot of reasons why you would donate money. For just give them money. We do that. Americans do that. Of course, crowdfunding is global. But then the second one is what I call startup transactions. And this is where I've got a band or I'm an artist or I've got something I'm working on. It's a venture. It's a real business venture. And I'm trying to raise money. And I'm asking you to invest with me. But I'm not really asking you for investment. I'm kind of asking you to basically pay me money for something that you know is going to help me grow my business, but I'm going to send you something and that's the reason I call it a transaction. I'm going to send you a discount on my next product, or I'm going to send you a t-shirt or an album or something like that. So it's kind of a transaction. That's the second one. And then the third one, which we talked about last week, is lending, crowdfunding, borrowing from the crowd. And we talked about that quite, as I say, last week. Well, now I want to talk about the fourth and what I consider to be the most problematic crowdfunding method, and that's raising capital from investors, actually having people who are investors in your business. Historically, small businesses have acquired investment capital from two sources, and I'm talking about the classic investment capital. Equity capital. Somebody gives you money and they expect something, you know, some kind of ownership in return. And that's come from venture capital, the venture capital industry, and then also then the more ad hoc, a little bit less sophisticated angel investors. And there's a whole range of angel investing that goes on from onesies to you know, people who get together and invest this as angels. So those are the two primary methods that besides the money you put in, by the way. So when crowdfunding popped up on our radar, many of the folks in the entrepreneurial universe got very excited, thinking that the internet could be used as a lever for investor capital the way it has for other business applications, right? Makes a lot of sense. If you don't know anything about the securities industry, you don't know anything about small business, you could get excited about that, right? Well, because I do know something about the security industry, and because I do know about small businesses, I've come up with four reasons why I was not one of those people who got excited about crowdfunding for investors. And here's the first one. Securities laws. I talked about that a second ago. Remember those two crowdfunding markers I identified in previous weeks, innumerable and anonymous? Remember, I use those two words a lot. Well, those two words are the most problematic in raising investor funds because, by definition, the public, which means people you don't know, has access to internet offerings. And U.S. security laws are enormously restrictive about selling investments to the public. And the approval process is for a startup to be able to sell to the public is prohibitively expensive, right? So what do we do? Now the crowdfunding provisions were put into the Jobs Act, President Obama's 2012 Jobs Act. And but now it's in the hands of the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. And they have yet to approve crowdfunding for investors, and they won't say when they will approve crowdfunding for investors. This is a whole, this is a real problem, folks. The whole breaching the security laws with a crowdfunding offering is a real problem. And I predicted this from day one. And it still is a problem. That's the reason why it's not, there's not wholesale crowdfunding online for investment. All right, the second one is financial reporting. One of the essential markers of investing is financial reporting, right? Well, one of the markers of the small business sector is poor financial record keeping. I'm sorry, folks. Please don't take this the wrong way, but we're just not good at record keeping. Most small businesses don't keep kind of financial records that would make investors happy. So when small business owners learn the level of disclosure required for crowdfunding investment, the things that they're going to have to do, I predict that most of them will not pursue this. It's going to be too onerous for them, for most small business owners. Not all, but most. And the third thing is minority shareholders. Investors become shareholders. A crowdfunding offering is likely to create many shareholders. Remember, innumerable and anonymous, right? A crowdfunding offering will produce many shareholders. When small business owners understand the maintenance expense and the effort to comply with mandated reporting to shareholders, I believe they will seek other capital sources rather than that source. And the final example, the fourth example, is exit strategies. Small business owners love their businesses, but most don't have an exit strategy. We start our businesses, we don't know that we don't have a 5-year exit strategy, most of us. But since capital is not romantic, it's likely that a small business owner's idea of an exit will not align with that of the crowdfunding investors. And with no aftermarket for these shares, you're not gonna be trading these shares on the stock market. Crowdfunding creates an inherent exit expectation conflict, which I believe will be a non-starter. I believe that there'll be a problem between when investors want to get out of the stocks of your business and when you want to get out, there'll be a conflict. When and if SEC rulemaking occurs, crowdfunding equity will benefit some entrepreneurs. But I predict this capital source won't be a high percentage option for most small businesses. Crowdfunding is part of the future of small business capitalization, but it's not for everyone. This will not be a silver bullet. No part of crowdfunding will become a silver bullet for small businesses. So folks, don't count on crowdfunding to replace your banking relationships. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.